from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. President Prabowo invites Indonesian foreign policy figures to talk about the Board of Peace. Indonesia ready to become Islamic trade hub in Asia Pacific. I'm Ray, and this is the news in details. The world is paying close attention to the formation of the Board of Peace initiated by the U.S. President Donald Trump as a body tasked with overseeing the process of the Gaza Peace Plan. Yesterday, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto specifically invited the country's former foreign minister and vice minister, as well as other foreign policy figures, to the presidential palace in Jakarta to align perceptions regarding Indonesia's foreign policy steps. Putri Cahyapurnama has the details.
President Prabowo Subianto held a strategic meeting with a number of foreign policy figures and academics at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta Wednesday, February 4th. The three-hour meeting focused on aligning perceptions regarding Indonesia's foreign policy, particularly Indonesia's position on membership in the Board of Peace, which is currently in the spotlight. After the close meeting, former Foreign Minister Hasan Wirayuda and former Vice Foreign Minister Dinopati Jalal gave a press statement on the important points discussed. According to Hasan Wirayuda, President Prabowo emphasized the crucial role of Indonesia along with seven other Muslim majority countries as a balancing force in the Board of Peace.
8 negara ini dapat menjadi kekuatan penyeimbang.
The eight Islamic countries could become a balancing force within the Board of Peace, including in the decisions that will be made by this organization. There are concerns that Trump will play an extraordinary, uncontrollable role, but at least these eight countries can balance the process within the Board of Peace.
Dengan bisa menyeimbangkan proses di dalam Board of Peace.
Furthermore, the foreign policy community of Indonesia appreciates President Prabowo's firm stance. As Dinopati Jalal emphasized, Indonesia is prepared to take extreme measures to withdraw from the Board of Peace if the organization is no longer aligned with its principles and interests.
Tapi yang saya paling suka dan ini align juga dengan posisi foreign policy community of Indonesia adalah bahwa.
But what I like most, and this is also in line with the position of the foreign policy community of Indonesia, is that we are entering cautiously and continuing to hold on to the option of being able to exit if this goes against our principles and interests.
Responding to the results of the discussion, current Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono stated that the meeting was very open through two-way dialogue. Various constructive inputs from diplomatic figures are expected to strengthen the direction of foreign policy that the government is formulating on the global stage. Putri Cahyapurnama, Voice of Indonesia.
Chairman of the Supervisory Board of the Indonesian Business Council, Arsjad Rasjid, stated that Indonesia is ready to become a hub for Islamic trade and investment in the Asia-Pacific region. He made the statement during the Indonesian Business 57 Plus Roundtable at the Indonesian Economic Summit 2026 in investment on Jakarta Wednesday, 4th of February. According to him, Indonesia has a strategic geographical advantages and strong trust from Muslim countries, enabling it to connect business actors with partnership and investment opportunities in the Islamic economy. Business 57 Plus is designed as an inclusive platform that brings together governments, business communities, and international partners to strengthen economic connectivity among Muslim countries. Indonesia is positioned as a key node in this cooperation through the launch of the B57 Plus Asia-Pacific chapter on February 3, 2026. Aksjat Rasjid noted that Muslim-majority countries possess enormous market potential that can be further optimized through stronger connectivity, with Indonesia serving as a central hub. Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono received a visit from the Ambassador of Venezuela to Indonesia, Enrique Acuna Mendoza, at his office in Jakarta Wednesday, 4th of February. In an official statement posted on the social media platform X on Wednesday, Foreign Minister Sugiono said the meeting discussed developments in the situation in Venezuela. Minister Sugiono also said the meeting addressed efforts to deepen bilateral cooperation, including in the energy and natural gas sectors, as well as food security. Bilateral cooperation between Indonesia and Venezuela has previously been strengthened in the energy sector, among others through a high-level meeting between a delegation from the Indonesian state-owned oil company PT Pertamina and the Venezuelan government in Caracas some time ago. Indonesian National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, strengthens Indonesia's Japan science diplomacy through the organization of international public lectures. On the occasion, BRIN presented the 2025 Nobel Prize in Chemistry, Professor Susumu Kitagawa, a leading scientist from Kyoto University. Rizka Fadila reports more.
The 2025 Nobel Laureate in Chemistry, Professor Susumu Kitagawa, gave an international public lecture at the Science and Technology Area in South Tangerang Wednesday, February 4th. BRIN head Arif Satria emphasized that the Metal Organic Framework, or MOF, research developed over decades proves that consistency and a research ecosystem are key to major scientific achievements.
So, if we heard from his board just now, we know that the research he developed started 50 years ago. So to achieve this Nobel Prize, he was so persistent, it took 50 years.
Furthermore, Arif Satria revealed that this research relationship is an important instrument for promoting knowledge export, increasing national research capacity, and accelerating the development of a globally competitive advanced material research and innovation system. He assessed that this is a diplomacy that can both strengthen and open up opportunities for utilizing technology for national energy efficiency and resilience.
This is a very important finding. It turns out that based on this Nobel Prize-winning discovery, which was then influenced by the Nobel Prize, it further demonstrates that basic research is very important. That basic research actually has an impact too, it's just that the impact is long-term. And this also gives the company the opportunity to continue strengthening basic research in addition to the rapid research that we have been developing so far.
With the theme, The Usefulness of Useless Fundamental Curiosity Enduring Impact, this public lecture emphasized the importance of basic research as the foundation for long-lasting impactful innovation. The presence of the Professor Kitagawa in Indonesia is a strategic momentum in strengthening scientific cooperation between Indonesia and Japan. This visit was also used to initiate the formation of the Metal Organic Framework, or MOF, Indonesia Association, as a collaborative platform between the government, companies, and university and industry companies. Rizka Fadila reporting from Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian diaspora musician based in London, Gabriela Fernandez, says the recently held charity concert for the Sumatra show, How Art and Solidarity Can Sustain Long-Term Hope for Flood Victims in Sumatra. Hasna has the details.
The charity concert Songs for Sumatra, organized in partnership with Human Aid Initiative, was held at Greenwich Borough Hall in London on February 2, 2026. The event brought together Indonesian diaspora artists in the United Kingdom to support communities affected by flooding in Sumatra. Gabriela Fernandez, a multidisciplinary artist and one of the performers at the concert, shared her thoughts during an interview with Voice of Indonesia on February 4, 2026. She highlighted the significant impact of the event, both financially and emotionally.
This event has raised, I think, even more than 95,000 pounds sterling, which is amazing.
She also emphasized that the concert was not only about immediate assistance, but about building a lasting sense of togetherness for the both victims and the Indonesian diaspora abroad.
How all of these can help us feel a certain way that we are together in this, and that we are not alone, and that you are not alone for people in Sumatra. And it might not be like directly changing things in a blink, but it is something that can sustain for long term.
The event was supported by the Indonesian Embassy in London and Indonesia's Ministry of Culture. Songs for Sumatra featured performances by Indonesian diaspora artists based in London, including live music and traditional dance, as well as painting and craft exhibitions, Indonesian food, Indonesian coffee, and an Indonesia travel fair. Quoted from humanaidinitiative.org, Human Aid Initiative UK's director Muhammad Susilo thanked the organizers for entrusting the charity with the funds, adding that the donations are being used to repair and rebuild school facilities in flood-affected areas in Sumatra. Hasna Nur Afifah, Voice of Indonesia.
Juanda University, a private university in Bogor Regency, West Java, is planning a German center, a collaboration between UNIDA and the Indonesian diaspora in Germany. As quoted from the university statement received by RRI Voice of Indonesia on Wednesday, February 4th, the German center is planned to function as a unit for leadership-oriented human development, an information center, a language development facilitator, an increase in international competency, and assistance in accessing international programs. And that was the news.
kau ragu-ragu, pipi merona. Setiap kau jawab, aku satu-satunya sayang. Hanya kamu seorang. Bukan, bukannya ku tak percaya. Ku ingin dengar berkali-kali, lagi dan lagi. Bila kau benar cinta, ku jatuh sejatuh jatuhnya padamu. Sungguh ku tak ragu, jangan coba-coba untuk sakiti hati. Hari minggu bulan tahun ku lewati, masih kamu lagi. Sayangku sesayang itu padamu.
Of Indonesia.
Bubur kacang hijau is a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of a pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make, and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop, and some others sell it in a mobile gerobak or push cart. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food and it remains lovable for Indonesian people.
Aku cinta dengan segenap rasa di hati, selalu ku mencoba menjadi seperti yang engkau minta. Aku tahu engkau sebenarnya tahu, tapi kau memilih seolah engkau tak tahu. Kau sembunyikan rasa cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahun lamanya ku jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Mungkin memang benar cinta itu tak lagi berharga. Semua percuma bila engkau tak punya harta. Aku tahu kau sebenarnya tahu, tapi kau memilih seolah engkau tak tahu. Kau sembunyikan rasa cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahun lamanya ku jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahun lamanya jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Cinta sendiri.
Voice of Indonesia.
Untuk sementara tetaplah engkau di sini. Jangan datang lalu kau pergi. Jangan anggap hatiku jadi tempat persinggahanmu untuk cinta sesaat.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dear listeners, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder greets you with the information from Popoh Beach in East Java. Listeners in Indonesia, Tulung Agung City is famous not only for its marble productions, but also for having beautiful beaches. One of the beaches that is famous for its beauty is Popoh Beach, which is precisely located on Jalan Raya Pantai Prigi, Besole Village, Besuki District, Tulung Agung in East Java. This beach is a mainstay tourism spot in Tulung Agung City. The Popoh Beach tourism attraction is only about 30 kilometers from downtown of Tulung Agung City, and only takes approximately 1 hour by motor vehicle. If you are in Surabaya, East Java, and want to go to Popo Beach, you can choose two travel routes, namely via Mojokerto or Malang City. If you take the route via Mojokerto, you will pass through Surabaya to Kediri. Then from Kediri, you can immediately take the directions to Tulung Agung. Meanwhile, if you take the Malang routes from Surabaya, you will pass through Sidoarjo to Blitar. Then from Blitar, you can go directly to Tulung Agung. The access road to Popo Beach is a smooth paved road, but winding. If you travel to Popo Beach, please try the culinary delight on the beach. Around Popo Beach, there are many stalls that provide delicious seafood dishes, such as shrimp and crab dishes, whose taste is guaranteed to make you addicted too. In most of the stalls around Popo Beach, the cooking process still uses traditional methods, such as cooking on the stove, using charcoal, and of course with typical cooking spices. In addition, on your way home from Popo Beach, you will also pass through a district called Campur Darat. This district is the center of the largest marble craftsmen, not only in East Java, but also across Indonesia. Here, you can also buy souvenirs in various interesting shapes, and all are made of marble. If you still want to stay longer at Popo Beach, you can stay at a hotel or inn around Popo Beach in Tulung Agung. That's Indonesian Wonder for today. Bye-bye.
Voice of Indonesia.
Colorado, it's 2013 and the end of my life. Freshman year's about to plummet just a little harder, but it didn't, cause we kissed on that Halloween night. I bleached half my hair when I saw Zoe on your vest, but it's orange from 3% peroxide thanks to you. I needed a good cry, I headed right to Kendra's. I hated you and I hope to God that you knew. Now there's drama, found a club for that where I met ya. Had a heart attack, yada yada. At the end, yeah, we burned, made a couple U-turns. You were it till you weren't. High school in Jakarta, sort of modern Sparta. Had no chance against the teenage suburban armadas. We were a sonata, thanks to tight-lipped fathers. Yeah, living under that was hard, but I loved you harder. High school in Jakarta, an elaborate saga. I still hate you for making me wish I came out smarter. You love, hate your mother, so do I. Could've ended different, then again we went to high school in Jakarta. Got a group assignment, I'll be at Val's place. You don't text at all and only call when you're off your face. I'm petty and say call me when you're not unstable. I lie and tell you I'll be getting drunk at Rachel's. I wasn't, she doesn't even drink, but I could.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia today is entitled Cetok Temple Parking Law. Dear listeners, it is my pleasure to greet you again in Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to talk in Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Radio Republik Indonesia's Overseas Service, Voice of Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Solo Karanganyar. Di Solo Karanganyar, which means in Solo Karanganyar. You will listen to a conversation entitled Parkiran Candi Cetok. Parkiran Candi Cetok, which means Cetok Temple Parking Lot. These conversations took place between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Ayu, a friend of Chris' vlog community from Solo. Chris informed his position along with Ayu, who were in the Cetok Temple parking lot, through his vlog. Let's listen to their conversation.
Halo semua, saat ini kami sudah berada di parkiran Candi Cetok.
Dari sini, kita harus jalan kaki ke Candi. Mau tahu seperti apa di dalam?
Yuk, ikuti kami.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you some vocabulary related to today's material. Parkiran Candi Cetok. Parkiran Candi Cetok, which means Cetok Temple Parking Lot. I will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after me.
Saat ini,
which means currently or right now.
Kami,
which means we.
Sudah berada,
which means to be somewhere.
Di parkiran,
which means at the parking lot.
Candi Cetok,
which means Cetok Temple.
Saat ini kami sudah berada di parkiran Candi Cetok.
Which means currently we are in the Cetok Temple parking lot.
Dari sini,
which means from here.
Jalan kaki,
which means to walk or to go on foot.
Seperti apa?
Which means like what?
Di dalam,
which means inside. In the conversation, you heard the sentence, Saat ini kami sudah berada di parkiran Candi Cetok. Saat ini kami sudah berada di parkiran Candi Cetok, which means currently we are in the Cetok Temple parking lot. In the sentence, there is a word parkiran, which means parking lot or parking area. The word parkiran, which means parking lot in this conversation, is used by Chris to mention the place where he parks his motorbike in the Cetok Temple area. Let's listen to other words and sentences to express a place.
Turunan. Turunan.
Which means way down.
Hati-hati melewati turunan itu. Hati-hati melewati turunan itu.
Which means be careful on the way down.
Belokan. Belokan.
Which means turn.
Kita akan berhenti setelah belokan itu. Kita akan berhenti setelah belokan itu.
Which means we'll stop after that turn. Chetok Temple is a Hindu temple located on the slopes of Mount Lawu in Karanganyar Regency, Central Java Province. Chetok Temple is one of the highest temples in Indonesia, situated at an altitude of 1,496 meters above sea level. Therefore, the temple is often shrouded in fog. Before closing today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to a conversation once more time.
Halo semua, saat ini kami sudah berada di parkiran Candi Cetol.
Dari sini, kita harus jalan kaki ke Candi. Mau tahu seperti apa di dalam?
Yuk, ikuti kami.
Dear listeners, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Parkiran Candi Cetok. Parkiran Candi Cetok, which means Cetok Temple Parking Lot. We meet you again with different topic. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Untuk ungkapkan semua.
Of Indonesia.
VOA listener, today's music corner presents a keroncong song entitled Hanya Ingin Kau Tahu by Afifah. The song, which was released in 2007, was composed and popularized by an Indonesian band, Republik. The song, which in English means Only You Want to Know, tells about someone's greatest desire in order that the person who she loves knows how great her love is. The song also explains about being a beautiful part of the journey of love, making time pass so fast. Well, listener, here is Afifah with the song Hanya Ingin Kau Tahu. Happy listening!
Voice of Indonesia.
Terima kasih.